Akwaba, welcome to this week's episode of Ghana in Focus. With myself, Kwame, Ghanaian journalist, broadcaster, writer, and entrepreneur. Also a podcaster. And in this week's edition of Ghana in Focus, we're talking about renting in Accra. This is something probably I should have done in my land and business series, but nonetheless, we'll do it right now. So we're looking this week at renting in Accra. And so before we get to this week's podcast, just to let you know that this podcast has been sponsored by Grow For Me Ghana. Grow For Me Ghana is a fantastic initiative that has been pushing over the last 2 to 3 weeks. And so Grow For Me Ghana is an initiative that through funding and capital venture seeks to help Ghanaian farmers produce more crops so that they can get money and send their farmers to school, pay for healthcare, what have you. But more importantly, be able to be in a position to make Ghana food sufficient. All right. So Grow For Me Ghana is a very, very fantastic initiative. So I'll put the links on the footnotes of this podcast. And if you can, have a look at it. And please be a sponsor of a farmer in Ghana. Okay, so let's get into this week's podcast of Ghana in Focus, looking at renting in Accra. So the reason why I'm focusing on renting in Accra is because at least 95% of people that relocate to Ghana, settle in Ghana, choose to live in Accra. I mean, obviously, there's other cities like Tema, which I'll talk about as well, Kumasi, Cape Coast, and even, you know, the mountains, Ebri. But the majority of people overwhelmingly choose to settle or live in Accra. So Accra is a population of about 3 million people. It's very, very cosmopolitan. And parts of it can rival any major city in Africa and also a major city in Europe. So Accra, you know, because of that cosmopolitan mix and also the beaches, proximity to the beaches, and also, you know, historical places of interest like the Kwame Nkrumah Museum, Accra, you know, is somewhere where people want to reside. Aside from that, you know, being a cosmopolitan city, it's also the seat of government, and it is also where most of the companies that operate in Ghana have their headquarters. And basically, you could say everything is in Accra, which makes it appealing to Africans from the diaspora who want to settle in Ghana or relocate to Ghana to live in Accra. So this is why, you know, we're having this episode today about renting in Accra. Okay, so renting in Accra can be a minefield if you don't know the terrain and if you haven't got any people you can trust, because there are some unscrupulous people who say that they are acting on somebody else's behalf, you know, and they will charge you money just to take you to a couple of viewings for properties. And so this can become very overwhelming, particularly if it's your first time to Ghana and or if you are not familiar with the whole renting scene in Accra. So what I'm going to do also to help you guide you through this process of renting in Accra, I'm going to leave a fantastic link at the footnotes also of this podcast, and it's called Mikasa.com. So this is one of the foremost websites that people look on if they want to rent a property, buy a property, or even get some land, okay? So I'm actually on the site right now, and it's a very, very comprehensive website. So it's got issues about, you know, places to rent, houses for sale, talking about some of the latest developments going on in Ghana, particularly around the Accra area. It's also got a list of developers. It's also got a list for advice. And it's also got a list of agents who you can contact to show you about prospective properties. So I will definitely leave the link of Mikasa.com in the podcast footnotes. And you can use this website to help you either A, rent a property, buy a property, or even get some land, okay? So, like I say, renting in Accra is very, very daunting. And before we talk about certain areas which are prime locations, I touched this before in another podcast, but I'll come on to that in a minute. You know, just to make you also aware that, you know, when it comes to renting in Ghana, you need to pay at least, 1 year in advance. So it's not like in the West where you pay your rent on a monthly basis. It's different in Ghana. Some landlords are charged 2 years advance, even though the law stipulates that landlords should not charge more than 6 months in advance. However, this law is not enforced, so many landlords, particularly those who are unscrupulous, are able to railroad that law by demanding either 1 year rent advance or 2 years rent advance. So that is something you must be aware of when relocating to Ghana and looking for a property to rent in Ghana. And whilst I'm on that, before I backtrack into the sort of 1 year advance thing, if you are thinking of going to Ghana in December to rent a property, I wouldn't do that. And the reason why I'm saying I wouldn't do that is because, you know, over the last year, rents have doubled in Accra. But in December, some of our greedy Ghanaian developers and people that are renting properties out, they know that December is very popular with tourists. And, you know, even this year alone, from information that I've got from the Ghana Tourist Board, it is estimated that in December alone this year, more than 100,000 people are going to visit Ghana from the diaspora. So, you know, when you have this number, you know, many unscrupulous and greedy people take advantage and automatically inflate the prices for renting, etc. during this period. So if you're going to go to Ghana in December, good luck to you. But I personally will not go to Ghana in December, primarily because all the prices are inflated, even food, transportation, taking Uber, taking a taxi, renting, all of these are inflated because we know that, you know, many people come to Ghana in this time of year, or rather in December. So be mindful of that if you do decide to go to Ghana in December. And those are the things that you need to look out for in Ghana in December. So going back to the rental scene in Accra, so like I said, it is a minefield. And that's why I've left Mikasa.com on the footnotes to this podcast. So as I mentioned, you know, a lot of the landlords are quite greedy and unscrupulous. So they will take, you know, either a year or 2 years advance. So please be aware of this and have your money ready. Yeah. So for example, you know, and this is just an example, that if you see a property that you're interested in and the rent is going for, let's say, you know, two bedroom apartment, say somewhere in Accra, and the landlord is charging you, you know, in dollars. And that's another thing that you need to be aware of when you're renting in Accra. Most of the prime areas of Accra, the landlords choose to rent in dollars. Yep. So if not so affluent areas, they are priced in cities. Even though some of those areas, the less affluent areas, are priced in US dollars. But definitely the prime areas, some of which I'll come to in a minute, are definitely priced in dollars. And so, for example, if you are renting a property in a prime area in Accra, for example, a two-bedroom flat for, say, let's say $1,500 a month, times that by 12, so that is $18,000 for that 1 year, you will need to pay in advance, all right? So that's why I say please be mindful of that, because, you know, the landlords take at least 1 year in advance. So 1,500, you know, a month times by 12 months, I believe is $18,000, okay? So that is what to expect in terms of, you know, the year advance, you know, minimum that you would expect to pay for a property in Accra. So when we look at now at some of the prime locations in Accra, before I come into the prices, so some of the prime areas in Accra are like a 5 to 7 mile radius of the Kotoka International Airport in Accra. So these areas are Laboni, Cantonments, Airport Residential Area, Roman Ridge, North Ridge, Jowolu, East Airport Area, Roman Ridge, and Asylum Down, and also the Osu area. And also add to that East Legon. These areas are prime real estate, yeah? And these areas, like I mentioned hintedly in previous podcast, these areas, you will pay top dollar. So what do I mean by that? So for example, if you want to rent, for example, a two-bedroom apartment in, say, Laboni, yeah, which is one of these prime areas, you're going to pay at least $2,000 a month. So if a landlord in that area, Laboni, once a year advance, make sure that you've got at least $24,000 on you to give to that landlord in order to get that two-bedroom apartment in Laboni for 1 year. Yeah? So these prime areas are very, very expensive, and you need to be mindful of this before you rent a property in this prime area. So I'm going to give you a rough estimate, but like I said, you can check in mecasa.com, which I'll leave on the footnotes to this podcast. And so some of these areas, so for example, Laboni, anything upwards of $2,000 a month. So all these prices I'm going to quote you right now are in US dollars, yep. So Laboni, upwards of $2,000 a month for apartments or even houses. Cantonments, upwards of $3,000 a month for apartments and houses. Airport residential area, upwards of between $3,500 to $4,000. East Legon, upwards of $1,500 a month upwards. Roman Ridge, upwards of $1,500 to $2,000 a month. Jowolu, upwards of $1,500 a month. Osu, particularly the Ringway Estate, upwards of $2,000 a month. All right. So these prime areas, you would pay a lot of money for properties in that vicinity, and you must be aware of that. Other less affluent areas, you're looking about, you know, places like Abelimpe, which is still not too bad near the airport. You're also looking at Tesano, another affluent area, but it's like a second tier. Asylum Down, Kanda, you're looking, those areas that I've mentioned, you're probably looking about upwards of $1,000 a month for renting properties in the area. And then also you've got Tema. I mentioned Tema a while ago. Tema is a interesting settlement that was built by Kwame Nkrumah in the 1960s, which comprises of 12 main communities, but other communities, so 12 main communities, community 1 to community 12. That was the original Tema, but because of the growth of population, other communities around Tema have sprung up. For example, community 13, community 17, community 20, community 18 rather, community 23, community 24, community 25, and other developments in Tema, such as the Greens. These are now developments that have sprung up over Tema, and again, because Tema is also a well-developed area, the rents in Tema, you know, do also, you know, compare with the affluent areas of Accra. So in parts of Tema, you know, community 12, community 11, community 10, community 6, you're looking at least $2,000 a month for a two-bedroom apartment or three-bedroom house. So again, Tema is also a area which you can consider. Now, Tema is about half an hour to 45 minutes drive from the airport. And it's obviously on that legendary motorway that was built by Kwame Nkrumah in 1961. So Tema, you know, is a very, very well-developed community. And unlike other parts of Accra, does have running pipe water like in the US or UK or Canada. And it's also got a very, very good road network as well. So that is another area that you may wish to look at or consider if you are thinking of renting in Accra. Well, if you're renting in Accra, so Tema is part of the greater Accra area. So yeah, Tema is part of Accra. So that's an area, like I say, you can consider when renting in the Accra area. So there's other areas which are going to the outskirts of Accra. So you're looking about, you know, a 10 kilometer plus from the airport. So we're looking at areas like Oyibi, Ayemensa, even perhaps Oyaifa. So these are, you know, and even East Legon Hills. These are new developments that have sprung up over the last 10 or so years. And again, you know, these properties in these areas can also go for quite a lot of money. So like I said, renting in Accra has gone expensive, particularly in the last 2 years, and is even more expensive around about the Christmas time because of the amount of demand there is, because of the amount of people that there are in Ghana in the December time of year. All right, so like I said, I will leave the link for Mikasa, and that will give you a lot of information about what's out there for renting, what's out there to buy in terms of property, what's out there in terms of land, and also other developments in the Accra area. All right, so I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Ghana in Focus with myself, Kwame. In next week's episode of Ghana in Focus, we'll be starting a three-part series of cuisine in Ghana. So when you come to Ghana, you need to familiarize yourself with the local cuisine. And so in the next three episodes of Ghana in Focus, we're going to be taking a look at the most popular Ghanaian dishes out there, and also give the recipes so that you can try cooking these recipes for yourself. All right, so if you enjoyed this episode of Ghana in Focus, please like, please subscribe. So go to any of the podcast providers, such as iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcast, Tuning, what have you, and just subscribe to the podcast. And every time that I upload a podcast, that will be automatically sent to your feed, all right? So please share with your friends and family and acquaintances, and also tell them about the Ghana in Focus podcast as well. And like I mentioned at the beginning, please also look onto being a sponsor of the Grow For Me initiative that is seeking to help farmers develop and grow in Ghana. All right, so that's all for myself for right now, but we'll see you next week for some more Ghana in Focus. So until then, enjoy the rest of your week and have a productive week. So for more of us from the Ghana in Focus team, it's goodbye, and we'll see you in the next edition of Ghana in Focus.